It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's on Packer Ave in South Philly. Book your fantasy football party at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles and the home of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Draft. Now, Eagles play tomorrow. Like, what is this? You keep calling, and we don't ask you to call. What do you want?
Hey, guys. Tornado Shapiro again with the Game Day Forecast.
We never asked you for a game day forecast.
Spike, I know you love it. Come on, I even took it upon myself to have my own little intro produced for your show.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
What is this? The world's most accurate meteorologist? What are you talking about? Why are you getting your own promos made?
The great battle. I know a little tittle-tattle about battle from Seattle, but that's another story. Come on! We're looking at a 1% chance of participation in the link tomorrow afternoon, but there is cloud cover. I told you, 28% cloud cover. Now, it's going to be a nice day, but that's a lot of cloud cover. So, we're probably looking at a 50-50 shot on the rain. Fellas.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're supposed to be the most accurate meteorologist. You said there's a 1% chance of precipitation. How is there a 50-50% chance it's going to rain?
We're talking about the cloud cover comes in and increases by game time. Remember my record, Spike. It's the most accurate weather forecast in these United States. More than 40 years. Accurate meteorology climate studies from the University of Kentucky, and we don't need Calipari. Come on.
What are you talking about?
I called, by the way, I called the Shady McCoy game. You know that. Eagles-Lions at the Link 2013. I predicted the white storm. Nobody had it. Nobody. By the way, I knew the original Shady McCoy. I gave him his first job in radio. At a WZZZZZZR, the canal, Laurel Mountain Bluff, Western Kentucky. We called him Shady because he could never get any sunshine. Carol Sunshine, she was our afternoon driver. She was so weird.
Okay, all right. I don't need to hear about the inner romances at your other radio stations.
I'll tell you about Herman Shady McCoy, a young fella I took under my wing, maybe the best young weatherman I've ever known, except for one.
Who was the best young weatherman you've ever known?
Well, get ready for it, Spike. It was your daddy.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about little Howie Eskin. That's right. We called him Howie back then. Before he was the king around here, he was known as the Hurricane King. Come on. That's the handle I gave him. I came up with that nickname for Howie. That was your dad. Later known as Mr. Eskin because he was a weather genius, a boy wonder when it came to meteorology. Nobody knew it better than Howie. Tornado. Listen, Tornado gave him the nickname. He took Howie under his wing. He took the weather like a duck to water. He had the courage to do that, and he became the Hurricane. This is the story of a hurricane. Come on. You know it's true.
No, it's not true at all. He was never a weatherman in Kentucky.
So the Hurricane reigned supreme in that part of Kentucky for many a season. Rain, snow, sleet, or hail, the process of a hurricane will prevail. But we had a falling out over the blizzard of 1978. Now, as the story goes, I was out, you know, the night before, like usually, with the lovely Sally Showers, an old colleague from Shreveport, Louisiana, down at
WWSHSHSHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHH
78. February 6th, that's 2578. Well, Sally and I were we were having a night. I mean, the drinks were flowing, the clothes were flying. Sally showers with doing what she does best.
Whoa, enough.
Bottom line, I show up. Well, I never showed up for work the next day. Howie has to do the weather solo. Tornado Shapiro is AWOL. And a flustered Howie tells everyone the blizzard is not going to happen. Guess what? He was dead wrong. Howie was humiliated. He was re-nicknamed the weather dope.
And wow.
He's hated me and every weatherman ever since.
Wow, so that is the origin story of Howard not liking weather people.
Wow.
Wow, is originally he was a failed weather person.
The weather dope, actually. The Hurricane, he went south in a hurry. Come on.
All right, goodbye.
Do we
are
have
you done?
Outro?
Are we gonna... No, there's no outro. There shouldn't even be an intro. We didn't ask for a weather, a game day forecast. Not even the game day. The game's tomorrow.
Game's tomorrow. It's going to be a nice day, but you know what it's looking at. You're looking at 50-50 chance of rain.
All right, yes, 50-50 chance of rain. Thank you, Tornado. Tornado Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen. You can go see Joe Conklin, by the way, with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey on Saturday, October 26th. The event supports the Evesham Police Foundation. Get tickets at
JoeConklin.com.
Aren't you doing a show?
Yes, you can also join myself and Joe Conklin out at Archbishop Wood High School on September 28th for the Joe Conklin Comedy Show. Make sure you stop by, holler at your boy, and you can also get your tickets at JoeConklin.com.
Wow. Ike's going to do comedy?
Joe Conklin.
You going to do comedy?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be there.
Oh. We write a joke for Ike?
Can you write a joke for me?
Yeah, it sounds like a bit.
Well, then I got to practice delivering
it.
It's okay, though. Hey, you know what? Let's see if we can pull something together.
Yeah, if we could get 90 seconds worth of material.
Last time Joe did this with me, he was throwing stuff to get me off stage, like, because I wouldn't leave.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, because the crowd will love you.
Yes.
And anything you say, they're going to cheer for.
And by the way, he wrote me jokes the last time, and I completely forgot all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm not surprised.
Once I got on stage and the bright lights hit me in my face,
Well, we got to give you one of the quarterback things. One of the...
it's a wristband. The wristband. I love it.
Yeah, with the jokes on it. Dominic and Westchester.
We might be able to pull that off. Let's dive in that a little bit deeper.
All right.
Later.
Dominic and Westchester, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What up, man?
Listen, so first off, congratulations to Joe. And second of all, Jack, I don't know who that guy was, the first caller of the show. I can't believe you let him get under your skin. That guy's a dork. I don't know who he is.
Well, we love Lawrence. We love Lawrence. But
he's passionate.
I just... There's so much other issues, right? Like, I can't do the lineup construction right now. Hit the baseball.
Okay. So before I get into why I should be on the fantasy team draft, whatever, I had to get into a little Phillies rant, and I told myself I wasn't going to get worked up, but here I am. So to start, there's too little on too many too often. This team is starting to get me all riled up in the wrong ways. They're just – everyone is starting to hit or not hit, and then they're benching players and they shouldn't bench players, and I am tired of the same damn lineup coming out. I haven't heard from Joe from Northeast. He's been radio silent all week. I listen every day. Haven't heard him call in defending his man, Cal Peterson, who stinks. And then we roll out Nick Astianos every night, and we got all these other guys. I am tired. We need the best players on the team right now, because right now, the way we're looking at it, we got – 3 games left against the Braves. We got 7 against the Mets. And we were talking about how they're only 7 games out of the playoff spot. The division is not even in. Like, that's not locked up. And
nope.
I would not be surprised if they have a big slide, just like they did the Eagles did. I mean, I am just tired. And I used to drink Stateside. I know Ike loves the Stateside.
That's right.
Yeah, I know he loved them. And I used to drink them. I'm sitting down here at the beach. I came down. I had to step outside. My 5-month-old nephew's upstairs. I don't want to get him all worked up. But I had to start ranting. And I come down. Usually, you know, you're sitting here, you're watching the Phillies, enjoying it. Now I'm drinking a whole case of Surfside just so I can watch the Phillies. I'm just getting tired of it.
Some positive there.
Yeah. At least you're helping out one
enjoying,
of our partners.
Surfside. Yep.
Well, you know, so are you, how much do you put on Thompson and how much do you put on this is just who they are?
So I think all of it. It's the lineup decision. Benching Boehm yesterday, you know what? I was going to bet on the Phillies yesterday. I was like, I don't even know who this guy is. What is it? Whoever it was. Schwarz, whatever. Looks like freaking, what's his name? The guy from Star Wars. I was going to bet on him. But once they set up Alex Boehm, the guy who's probably hitting the best, they bench him. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Well, and the thing about that was, it's like, if you want to get Weston Wilson in the lineup, fine. Put him in left field. Like, the Marsh thing's insane at this point. And at the same time, like, Weston Wilson can't play third base. He made 2 big errors yesterday. Like, he's not a third baseman. If you want to put him in second base, sure. Like, second base is much easier to play.
The top of the lineup was 0 for 25.
But it's still dumb. It's like, it's still maximizing your talent.
And so it comes down to the players. And I feel like we ran down through all the lineups. The top 4 guys, 0 for 25, just like you said.
Whatever they are.
whatever the hell they were. And we've run through that, but now you got to put it on the manager. I mean, making asinine decisions like that yesterday, I mean, it's like I feel like you should always be putting the best players out in the field. And when I was at the game the other day, and they didn't pinch hit Harper, or they didn't pinch hit Real Muto, I understand not playing Real Muto, okay? Like, he's got to probably put the gear on it to tie it up, whatever. Understood. But not putting in Harper, and you're putting up Stubbs and Cal Peterson. That's like a hockey player. And it's just like...
It's Stevenson.
You keep calling
whatever
him Cal Peterson.
Whatever it is.
No, I like Cal Peterson.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like the Whitfield thing.
He might be a hockey player. I think he plays through the Predators. Yeah. I'm not a big hockey guy. But anyway, regardless, when they came up, the whole stadium was like, you know, we're just packing our bags and we're moving down. We're moving down to Atlanta. That's what it felt like. And it was like a rainy day. It was just miserable. Thank God I got a couple extra refreshments before a seventh inning stretch. And I could, like, make
do you think they're dead?
Yes, I do. Sadly.
Wow.
They have not shown me anything. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Do you see any life? Like, any life. Like, you win, you lost to the frickin' Marlins. And you win three or four of the Nats, but those guys are bottom dwellers. They're not like the cream of the crop. And it's amazing, because now I can give Thompson the problem here, because what's his name? The guy on the Braves, whoever the manager is.
Snicker.
They got so many injuries, so many everything, and they still come out and they beat us 2 out of 3 times. And it's like they have no excuse. They could just lay over their back. They could just go home and just be like, we had so many injuries, whatever. But they're still in the thick of things. And they might get some of their players back if they make the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Dom, tell us, you want to be in the fantasy league?
I do, and I deserve to be in the fantasy league. One, because just like the Costco boys, I bring the boom.
Oh, I like that.
You went right after Jack.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm sad there was no drop today, by the way.
I know. We had to do the Bruce returns today, or else we would have had the Big Justice boom and AJ song coming back from a break. But I will say, AJ's laugh keeps me
and
up at night.
And I got two other things. Two, I'll bring some nice Italian cannoli to the draft. It'll be great.
Okay.
And then three, I guarantee I can bench more than everyone else is in that league. So there we go.
Oh, here we go. Tough guy over here.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
He's gonna whip it out too.
That's a good. Whoa. What's with you guys this week?
Well, I don't know.
You got red light over here.
Yeah,
L'Oreal
red light
over
there.
Here.
Well, he's like,
whip it out.
I guarantee I can bench more than which is fine.
Yeah.
Do you think you can bench more than AJ?
Do I think I could bench
more? No, do you think he could bench more than AJ?
No, AJ's a big dude.
He's
a
pretty big dude.
Yeah.
Steroids.
Can we be honest about the cannoli?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Just in general?
Yeah, overrated.
So I don't eat them anymore because I can't, but I think my wife loves them.
Her whole
family's Italian. I don't get the cannoli thing.
Like, I'm
they're
pro
good.
Dessert.
They're good.
I'm pro dessert.
Yeah, they're good.
I just... There's so many other things I'd rather eat for a dessert.
Wow. And you got a nice gift of cannoli.
You realize where we are, right?
No, we're in South Philly. I get
it. Tone it down a little bit.
It's not a personal affront.
for some people it is.
Yeah.
And again, cannolis are fine.
I wouldn't.
I just think they get put in a class.
I wouldn't.
That they don't deserve
That's
to
what
be
I'm telling
in.
You.
I wouldn't.
You see me over here, I got nothing to say.
I wouldn't. I want, if anything, more cannolis. If I break vegan for anything, it's cannolis.
It's for cannolis.
Or some gravy.
You guys are cowards.
Yeah, or some moots or some guatemalte you know.
Yeah.
The Twitter question.
Somebody brought us a chocolate-covered banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell was that all about?
Well, wants to see you guys.
Can't wait to try it.
Don't send a picture of that out.
Yeah.
We'll be like RG3.
Yeah. Imagine Jack driving home, enjoying his giant chocolate banana. Somebody looks over at him.
Yep.
Trying to eat as much of that banana as he can.
Yeah, not taking a little bite either.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Little hawk tour on that.
That's how you loosen. Never mind.
All right. The Twitter question.
You're a problem.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Does Joe Giglio have a big game voice?
Oh, man, you're wrong.
You will not be surprised to find out that 85% say no.
Wow.
There you go.
Are you crazy. What are you doing?
The listeners aren't happy.
Jack
early.
Uses the Twitter questions to.
What are you doing, man? Yeah. You trying to sabotage the pregame show tomorrow?
Listen, it's clear they have the same concerns that I have.
215-592-9494. Dave and Redding.
Rod's going to kill you.
Yeah.
I know.
Dave and Redding, you're
on
WIP.
I'll send them a chocolate covered banana.
Yeah. You guys can share it, one on one side, one on the other side.
Yeah.
What up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. You want to be in the fantasy league?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm pleading. I love the show. I love listening to you guys. And I love fantasy. What a way to bridge the two together. So really love to be in on it. So I'll make my pitch. Can I give a quick Phillies point?
The fact that you are asking to do the content first,
right.
You a man after my own heart. So, yeah, go ahead.
Jack threw him off.
Yeah, with the Phillies, I think Rob Thompson is getting too much to blame. But at the end of the day, they're not gonna get rid of Harper or Turner. The manager gets the blame, no matter if he is in the wrong or not. I disagree with some of his decisions. With sitting these guys, sitting Bohm, sitting Harper. But I think everybody, all the managers are making mistakes. At the end of the day, he's going to be accountable. The manager's going to be accountable, and he's going to get the blame, right, wrong, and different. So, you know, he's the one that's going to take the bullet here. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's the easiest thing to do, and it's the least expensive thing to do, and it's what happens because it's much easier to change the manager than it is to change the entire roster. And Ike was saying earlier, and I agree, if they do fail, you probably need to bring somebody in here who has a different
voice,
different approach.
Yep.
You know, because this whole thing where...
Trust the guys.
And I know that's what they want. That's what Harper wants. But like,
you got to scare them a little bit.
Yeah, I know, but they do what your guy wants them to do. And whether it's players or whether it's the manager or how he wants, like, you can't talk about all the power that Bryce Harper has in this organization and how important he is and how he leads them to wins and how he's the voice and how he does all these things and not say that this, in large part, is while it is Rob Thompson who will pay the price, mm-hmm. in large part, Bryce Harper has to own this as well.
Sure.
And all the... But he's not the only one. Mm-hmm. This is a team full of vets who want to be left alone.
Yep.
Who want to get paid $30 million a year and get $100 million contracts and want to be left alone. That's fine. If it works for you, then it's fine, right? There are different managers for different teams. But you can't... If you have a stretch as long as this and you believe, like they say they believe, mm-hmm. that they're better than this... Well, if it's your clubhouse,
turn it around.
Then it's on you.
Yeah,
you know.
Basically, they will have gotten Rob Thompson fired. Yeah,
fired. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And they should. Yeah. And by the way, it's the other thing. Hang on one sec, Dave. Where one of the reasons we thought that they didn't want to bench a guy or blame a guy or mm-hmm. whatever is because they don't want that to happen to one of their guys.
Yes.
Well, your guy is going to lose his job. If you don't turn it around. And he's doing exactly what you want. You know? Yep. So I understand what you're saying, Dave, that he'll be the one who he has to be held accountable. Absolutely. It's him at the end of the day. But the players in that clubhouse should understand that they are as responsible, if not more responsible, than anybody for the failure that happens if it happens. So tell us why you should be in the fantasy league.
Well, like I started before, I think I called in a couple of days ago where my league kind of treated me bad, and I'm looking for a home, and I just to be connected with you guys is awesome. You know, I'm a huge fan, huge 4 for 4 fan, and I just would love to be in it. I think I could add value. I'd love to do the banter with you guys, and really, I'd love to see all you guys for the draft. That's really exciting for me to get down there.
You'll come all the way from Reading to South Philly for the draft.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Okay. All right. Just checking. You ever been to Al's Diamond Cabaret?
No comment.
Okay. All right.
It must be some inside. I don't know about
that. You remember the picture I showed you with me and Jenna Jameson?
Oh, wow.
That's right.
That is inside. Yeah. Where's that picture at?
No, it's not inside.
There's no inside.
Yeah.
Just a photo. And she didn't go on the radio show.
Yes.
And she got rid of your number.
Move on, man.
All right. We got to pick two this hour. Pick Tua.
OG Wade?
Yeah.
OG Wade, B from KOP, Dom, who brought up the boom guys.
Yep.
And the Redding guy right there.
And we have Kenny, who's here.
And Kenny in the Northeast is here.
And we need two, right?
We need two. What do you think, Spike?
What do you think? This is hard.
Yeah, I mean,
I like the boom guy.
I like the boom guy, too. I'm cool putting boom guy in.
Okay.
And then it comes down to OG Wade or Kenny in the Northeast. Now, Kenny hasn't called in a while.
But he came down here.
Twice. He was at one of the Tour de Delcos.
Yeah.
And he keeps trying to blame me, I think, for not letting him call.
Yeah, and he came down twice.
And he's yelling at the stage again.
Yeah.
Which we've told him multiple times. We're still on the air.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
He definitely doesn't care.
Now, OG, you said, is a bad fantasy player.
Because he's... But the key is, if we can get someone to take Jalen in front of him, maybe we get the
like he helps the draft out by being all Eagles. Oh, I'm not in.
I'm going to flip a coin. Who's got a coin? Taz, you got a coin? Danny, you got
it's
a coin?
It's 2024, Spike.
Well, somebody
we don't carry that. Coins on us anymore.
Well, all right.
But want to flip a pen?
There we go. I'll flip a credit card.
Okay. Wow, boy, that's really
look at this
2024
guy.
Yeah. Right
what,
there.
You flip your Venmo account?
No, I don't trust digital
coins. Yeah, digital coin flip? Yes. Yeah. Danny Ryan.
Danny Ryan.
I'll use my company card. I don't even know if it works anymore.
Right, okay, yeah, great.
Front is OG. Back is Kenny.
Okay.
All right? Tell us what it lands on. All right, Taz? Front or back? Front is OG. Back is Kenny.
Front.
It's OG.
OG.
Hell no.
Wow.
2 out of 3.
Nope.
Next hour. You still got a chance next hour. All right.
And so, Yoshi is still on the board.
Yoshi is still on the board. But we still have two. We have two spots left for the final hour, right? We do.
Yeah.
We have two slots left, right, Jack?
Yeah, I believe so.
We have two slots left. All right. Coming up next is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is the top 5 at 5. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.